Good evening, all. Call to order the special board meeting on Monday, December 16th, 2019. Roll call, please.
Reagan?
Here.
Forsythe?
Here.
Lightfoot?
Here.
Sheridan?
Here.
Leader? Denisha?
Here.
Perkins?
Here.
Akers? Fay?
Here.
Haggard?
Here.
Arquette?
Here.
Burke? Arquette? Terminelli? Curran?
What's that?
Yep.
Okay. It's a short agenda for this, but what I will need is a motion to suspend the rules in order to include the third resolution sponsored by Mr. Haggard on the agenda. Mr. Forsythe and Mr. Fay and Mr. Haggard. Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Carried. As to the amended agenda, is there a motion to approve it by Mr. Denisha and Ms. Curran? Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign a contract with Motorola Solutions for computer-aided dispatch and records management system for the Sheriff's Office and Emergency Services for the period of April 1, 2020 to March 31, 2026. Move for its adoption.
Second. Second by Ms. Curran, Mr. Sheridan, Mr. Burke. Any discussion? We don't need a roll call for this, do we? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Denisha?
Mr. Chairman, I offer a resolution authorizing the chair to sign agreements with the Village of Canton, Village of Messina, City of Ogdensburg, Village of Potsdam, and Motorola Solutions for the provision of computer-aided dispatch and records management services for the period of April 1, 2020 through March 31, 2026. And move for its adoption.
Your second. Mr. Burke, Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Haggard.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I offer a resolution for adoption for our elected officials to support LC Drive's headquarters and manufacturing facility to be built in St. Lawrence County in the town of Potsdam, and ask for its adoption.
Mr. Fay, Mr. Forsythe, Mr. Sheridan, Mr. Arquette, and Mr. Denisha. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Is there any further business to come before this special board meeting this evening? Mr. Arquette. You're a good man, Tony. I don't care what John says about you. If there's no further business, we're adjourned until the start of the finance meeting.
I'd like to call this December 16th finance meeting to order. First of all, Nicole Terminelli is excused. Her little one, as she writes, has got a fever, and so she's home taking care of the child. I'd like to approval of tonight's agenda by Ms. Curran, seconded by Mr. Perkins. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Next up, we'd like an approval of the minutes for November 25th. Nancy Arquette, seconded by Mr. Arquette. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. First up, Mr. Chambers, we have Mr. Hurlbut taking his place. Brian? The resolution is rescinding Resolution 398-2019, authorizing the chair to sign a one-year contract extension with the New York State Department of Transportation for snow and ice control agreement on state highways, and authorizing the chair to sign a 2019 to 2024 municipal state agreement for control of snow and ice on state highways. Moved by Ms. Arquette, second by Mr. Haggard. Mr. Hurlbut.
Yes, as regarding the snow and ice agreement, we normally do this renewal once a year, but as you see, we're going to rescind that, and the state has written a five-year agreement, and there is no change in responsibilities, and the method of reimbursement from the previous agreement is the same.
Any questions for Mr. Hurlbut? Seeing none, all those in favor of the resolution signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Our next resolution is a resolution for the use of county-owned machinery. Moved by Ms. Curran, second by Mr. Lightfoot and Mr. Fay. Mr. Hurlbut.
And this resolution also is just to permit the county-owned machinery, tools, equipment, personnel, and for public interest to subcontractors.
Any questions for Mr. Hurlbut? Yes, Mr. Denisha.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Is there a hold harmless agreement that accompanies this?
I'm not sure about that. I'd have to check on that.
Well, we can refer to our county attorney. Mr. Button, you done chewing? Those home baked cookies by Mr. Arquette, I believe.
Each of the snow removal contracts actually has a provision in it that actually does hold the farm equipment.
So we are covered.
We are definitely covered.
All right.
Yep. Okay. And this is part of the shared services.
Okay. Any other questions for Mr. Hurlbut concerning this resolution? Seeing none, all those in favor of the resolution signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Thank you, Mr. Hurlbut.
Thank you.
Is Mr. Green here? Who would like to represent Mr. Green?
Okay.
So the resolution is correcting and refunding erroneous taxes. Moved by Mr. Burke, second by Mr. Lightfoot and Ms. Curran. Representing Mrs. Doyle is representing Mr. Green.
This resolution probably may not look all that familiar. We pass it on an annual basis, but what should be familiar to you is the corrections and refunds that you see on Google Drive. They formerly were a part of each finance agenda that you would see, and they would have individual names after they had been approved by the taxing jurisdiction. So whether it be the school district, the town, the village, or the city, they would provide us with an update on what that total was. This is the governing resolution that allows that to occur.
Any questions for Mrs. Doyle? Seeing none, all those in favor of the resolution signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Thank you, Mrs. Doyle. Next up is our treasurer, Renee Cole, and the resolution is authorization of petty cash accounts and departmental cash drawers. Moved by Mr. Burke, second by Ms. Curran and Mr. Perkins. Ms. Cole.
Okay, thank you. This is an annual resolution. It establishes the amount of the petty cash and departmental cash drawers. The only change from this resolution compared to last year's resolution is there was a $100 increase for the DMV cash drawer in Messina that was passed on a resolution earlier this year, resolution 321-2019. Other than that, there's no changes.
Any questions for Ms. Cole? Seeing none, all those in favor of the resolution signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Our next resolution is authorizing blanket bond in lieu of individual sureties for county officials and employees. Moved by Ms. Curran, second by Mr. Burke and Mr. Sheridan. Ms. Cole.
This is, again, an annual resolution. There was no changes to this from last year.
Any questions for Mrs. Cole? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Our next resolution is a resolution for bank depositories and investment of county funds. Moved by Ms. Curran and second by Mr. Perkins.
Okay. And this is the last of our annual resolutions. Every year we bring the three of them. The only change that was made to this resolution was to add New York Class as a depository, and a little information on them. New York Class is a short-term, highly liquid investment fund designed for the public sector. It has a AAA-M rating with Standard & Poor, which is the highest principal stability rating assigned, so it's a safe place for it. Currently, there's 10 New York State counties that are utilizing that, including the five that just signed up in 2019. What it basically is, though, is a tool that will give us investment-grade rates on the county's short-term cash that's not needed to offset banking fees or pay upcoming bills. We'll be able to utilize this as a sort of gap filler for our current program with U.S. Treasuries. We've been purchasing U.S. Treasuries in 30, 60, 90, or 180 days. We even have a couple that we've done for a year now. However, there's times when we have a reasonable amount of float that's in the bank accounts that we can't tie up for that long of a period. And this will allow us to do an investment that'll earn a better rate than our bank, than our checking account does. I do have an example of the difference on that. So if we had $5 million that wasn't needed for 2 weeks, it would earn about $312 interest in our checking account right now. In class, that same $5 million would net the county $3,229 in the same two-week period. So, and we're looking at it as something we can even do on 2 days. Because it's liquid, you can request it and have it the next day. You can do it for 1 day, 2 day. So it'll just be another option for us to help fill out that gap. When we know we have some things coming up, we know that they're not for a week out. So we think it's a good choice for us, and we're looking forward to trying it out.
Any questions for Ms. Cole? Mr. Perkins.
Thank you, Mr. Renee, are there any transaction fees on those withdrawals?
There's no transaction fees on to use it.
Thank you.
Mr. Dinesha.
Yeah, I'm just pleased to see that New York Class has been added to it, because a great number of towns in San Luis County have been using this for quite a number of years. And it's you're absolutely right. It's a whole lot money, a whole lot better putting your money, short-term funds in there than anywhere else, because you're realizing some pretty good interest payouts.
We've done a lot of work with our traditional bank accounts, you know, with KeyBank as our main, and they've done what they can with it, but they can't compete with this, you know, with the, and it can be an overnight investment if it need be, so.
Anyone else? Mr. Fay.
How fast can the rate change?
They do a daily rate. I actually looked online right before I came, but it's been about 1.55 and out to 3 decimal points for the last couple of weeks, which is actually better than we're getting right now on the Treasury notes, and it's significantly better than we're getting on the checking interest.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone else? Seeing no other questions, all those in favor of the resolution signify by saying aye. Opposed, motion carried. Next up, public health. Go ahead.
Oh, I just had a couple of notes. The October bank reconciliation summary is out on Google Drive, and the December 5th sales tax receipt for December 5th was reduced by $600,337, which is reflecting the reduction for the town share of AIM payments. Just wanted to confirm that that did happen.
Mr. Lightfoot.
What is the total of the town share of AIM payment? Is it towns or villages you're talking about?
This was the town share. Okay. There was an earlier email, I think, from the comptroller's office in the end of October. The town share is $600,337. That was supposed to come out December 5th, and it did. And the AIM for May 2020 will reflect the villages for $455,715, I think, is what we can expect. That will bring the total to $1,056,052.
Thank you.
And the county share would be?
I didn't calculate that.
Okay. So that's just strictly towns money?
Yes. The $600,000 reduction was what went to the towns. Okay. So we received the net payment. The net payment was $3,184,592.10 but it was reduced from the AS001, which is the tax and finance payment. The certified payment was, for the county, was $3,784,929.10.
So those amount of monies would represent the 43% share then?
That amount of money would, no, that's the 100% share.
Okay. All right.
That's, yeah, that was dollar for dollar reduction to what we would then distribute.
Okay. All right. I follow you. So the loss to the county is much higher, 58%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Anyone else? Do you have anything more, Renee?
That's it. Thank
that's
you.
It. Thank you very much. So next up is public health. We have Ms. Lisa Peters representing Dana McGuire. The resolution is modifying the 2019 budget for public health for emergency preparedness program. Moved by Mr. Burke, second by Ms. Arquette and Mr. Lightfoot and Ms. Curran.
This resolution is to modify the emergency preparedness budget. We had many expenses that were funded by the grant in order to be prepared for any of the pods that we will be having in the springtime. We weren't able to track the payments in the Munis system with the joining of our PREVENT programs. We couldn't actually pull out the EP funding, so we did overspend. So this budget modification would be taking funds from the personnel lines to cover the contractual expenses.
There must be questions for Ms. Peters. She's prepared. No? Okay, all those in favor of the resolution signify by saying aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Ms. Peters. So next up, we have the county administrator's report.
Three resolutions first.
Okay, yes. So the first up is the resolution, is adoption of the rules of procedure, moved by Mr. Lightfoot, second by Mr. Forsyth.
So this is our standard resolution we do every year. It also has included in it a start time of committee meetings to continue at 5:30 and the board meetings at 6 o'clock. We have prepared the schedule associated with resolution submission, pre-committee dates, and meeting dates. We've worked carefully to adhere to months with holidays so that we can fit the double committees in. There are a couple challenges for us later on in the year, but we were able to fit all of the meetings in. We will, in the fall, have a meeting the evening or the Monday of NYSAC. I would point that out, only because that's also a holiday month, so we're prevented with only two Mondays available to do that. But other than that, we've tried to adhere open meeting with the school break in the spring to combine in the summer to provide with some opportunity for folks to get away, and traditionally held to the same schedule that we have with longevity, tentative budget presentation, and the memorial ceremony. So certainly if anyone had any suggestions or wanted any date recommendation changes, this would be the time.
Mr. Haggard.
Yes, I have a question.
Sure.
Other than Schedule A, which you just discussed, Ms. Doyle, is there any changes in the actual rules themselves, or are they the same as we did last year?
They are the same. There were a couple of changes to clarify the Board of Legislators versus the legislature where it was appropriate, but there were no functional changes to.
There's no substantive changes.
There are none.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Anyone else? All those in favor of the resolution signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Our next resolution is authorizing the chair to sign contracts. Moved by Mr. Forsyth, second by Mr. Arquette and Ms. Curran.
So this resolution is also one that you see annually. This is shared with the department, the departments following the November meeting, so that they can look at the upcoming changes. These are all already reflected in the 2020 budget. So this would provide for those contracts to be signed and operations to continue without the pauses associated with monthly meetings and resolutions. In bold are all of the either organizational changes or the dollar amount changes pointed out for you.
Any questions for Mrs. Doyle? Seeing none, all those in favor of the resolution signify by saying aye.
Aye.
opposed? Motion carried. Our next resolution is amending resolution number 36-2018, newspaper designation rotation schedule. Moved by Ms. Curran, second by Mr. Perkins.
So you would not have seen this resolution until 2024, with the exception that since you adopted this resolution in 2018, newspapers unfortunately have ceased circulation. So we thought two things. One, we needed to update the schedule, and two, we would make a shorter window with which you could review this again. So we've made some updates. The next resolution prompted this review, and so what we have identified are the papers that are still in circulation that meet the requirements. And so you will no longer see things like the Ogdensburg Journal or the Courier Observer is still there. The Plain Dealer was also removed. So we'd ask that you consider this resolution.
Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. The next resolution is newspaper designation. Moved by Ms. Curran, second by Ms. Arquette.
So each year you approve two papers, one for each party, with, you'll remember at our first meeting in January, you're also requested to sign off on that paper, that newspaper designation. For 2020, the Governor Tribune Press, which publishes on Thursdays, is one of your designations, and the other that remains throughout the years is the Watertown Daily Times.
Any questions for Mrs. Doyle? I have a question. What is the subscription rate for the Governor Tribune, Mr. Leader?
Very reasonable.
I know the number, not the money. The circulation, yeah.
We can find that out if you're interested.
Okay. Thank you. All those in favor of the resolution signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Next up is the resolution that we have annually authorizing the chair to request a dog quarantine. Moved by Ms. Curran, second by, there is no second. Oh, we do. Ms. Arquette, Mr. Fay, Mr. Sheridan, and Mr. Bird. Discussion.
This resolution is presented to you on an annual basis. I can't recollect the last time a dog quarantine was put into place. I think that over the years, the relevance of this has been questioned, but I think that last year was the first year that there was an adverse vote to passing this resolution.
Mr. Forsythe.
I'm always one of them.
Yes.
What can anyone tell me the difference between a dog quarantine and a leash law? What's the purpose?
Mr. Button.
A dog quarantine is triggered by a public health concern. The dog would actually be housed in space for the quarantine, but a leash law actually restricts the owner of that animal in the manner in which they are permitted to bring them into public. The quarantine actually, oftentimes they're not even permitted to be in public. While I think Ruth pointed out that we haven't had a situation in which this has been triggered, over the course of the past couple of years, DOH has done several pods. These events have been to essentially simulate the possibility of a rabies outbreak or flu outbreak or some type of public health concern that would require. And one of the things that we did in one of the first pods was an actual quarantine. What it would look like, how it would move forward. So it is theoretically possible that it could occur, but they are housed in a specific location as opposed to a leash law, which permits them to be out in public, but just restrained.
Okay. Anyone else? I think the original intent of the resolution was to confine dogs in the wintertime with the feelings that they would be chasing deer if they weren't adequately kept inside. The snow, especially if you had a crust on the snow, the deer would be unable to outrun the dog, which they normally would. I feel I'll be voting against this. Many farms, not as many farms as in the past, every farm used to have a dog. The dog used to go out for pasture to bring the cows in, provide security, let you know if somebody was in the yard. The Amish have dogs that are that they use in their operations for those reasons, security and actually to bring the cows home. I won't be supporting this myself. And yet, Mr. Haggard.
Yes, I'm not sure if it would be helpful then. I understand your concerns, Mr. Chairman. I was just wondering if the county attorney thought if there was an amendment to this that would include for under healthcare purposes, in other words, if there was a rabies outbreak or something like that, it would be amended to that extent. And I don't know if that point, Mr. Chairman, if you would support it with that amendment, limiting it to, in that basis.
Well, I think for me personally, before the county attorney answers, to restrict it to dogs. I mean, we've just had a swine flu epidemic that wiped out, you know, millions of hogs in China, and dogs are relatively healthy. I don't know other than, you know, them chasing, you know, rabid animals, I think would be one thing, but, you know, skunks carry rabies also, and pets get involved with them, that type of thing. So I think the original, I don't know why, I don't know how you remove this from an annual resolution. That's what I would be more interested in removing.
You could direct me not to bring it.
Okay.
If the board agreed.
Do you want to enter the fray there, Mr. County Attorney? Or
what?
To respond to Mr. Haggard, if it was amended to, I think to limit it to a species, a dog species would be.
I'm not sure that Mr. Haggard posed a question on me.
Oh, okay.
My question was if it was limited to anything declared as a health care, a health emergency, which I think was something that you spoke on before, would that, in a, just limit it to a health emergency where at that point in time, it seems to me that you'd want to be able to respond immediately if there was a health care and we couldn't not wait to the board to act if they wanted to quarantine at that point in time. That was my question.
I have no objection to the addition of any language that would make that more palatable to the two gentlemen who have indicated that they are unwilling to support it in its current state.
I would entertain a motion to table this for another year if somebody wanted to make it, but it would be facetious. So, Mr. Reagan may have a solution. Turn on your mic, please.
Confused. The last sentence says such confinement is to take effect 24 hours after notice is published in a county newspaper having general circulation. Did I hear correctly a few minutes ago that last year there was no notice published, or was there?
It was actually voted down. I believe the resolution failed for the first time in its history. There was the resolution failed, which I don't know why we're seeing it again. It's like against the will of the board, I think, there, Ms. Doyle.
You can take a position.
Mr. Haggard.
I would offer an amendment that after hereby is empowered upon the declaration of a countywide health emergency, I would offer that as an amendment to fit in there in the language designated by the county attorney, where they would have the flexibility to do that.
Seconded by Mr. Marquette. Discussion on the amendment. I think by limiting it to dogs is incorrect. That many species can carry disease. It could be horses, cats for sure. You know, I think the original intent historically, is it not, to prevent dogs from running deer?
That's,
I think,
my,
that's the original intent.
You can look back further.
I would vote firmly to vote against this myself. So, any discussion on the amendment, Mr. Forsyth?
I guess it goes with the amendment. How would this pertain to hunting dogs that run coyotes and rabbit dogs that run rabbits during the winter? Would that, so how would this amendment or the original amendment, Mr. County Attorney.
Thank you. As I understand it, it would be a blanket application, so I don't believe that they craft any exception, although I don't know that anyone has attempted to craft an exception, because I don't believe that we've been presented with a situation in which it's actually been utilized, but definitely not during my time has it been utilized.
Okay.
And I think such a restriction on something like that, because coyotes are the major, you know, in the wintertime for decimating, you know, deer herds, particularly if they're hungry or whatever. In the sense, Mr. Reagan, your mic's still on there. Are you commenting? Mr. Haggard.
Yeah, I guess my only concern is if the health department came out and declared a rabies emergency, and that one of the recommendations to the county would be to quarantine dogs to protect the general public due to a rabies emergency, I believe that this particular resolution would give the chair or the appropriate person the ability to declare that emergency immediately and forestall any spread of an emergency. I don't know if that would ever, I don't even know if that's ever come up in the past in a way to resolve it. Or is this just a resolution that we decide that we'll add every year because it never gets off the schedule? I don't know.
Mr. Arquette. There's a motion to table. There is no second on the table.
No discussion. There's a second.
Oh, there is?
Second.
There is? Okay. Seconded by Mr. Haggard. And there's no discussion. All those in favor of tabling this? Oh,
are we tabling it for 1 year or till the next finance committee?
What would you like, Mr. Arquette?
1 year.
Mr. Haggard.
Mr. Chairman, I don't think you can table for a year. I think you can move to a definite date.
Mr. Haggard has the correct language that you would want to utilize, which is we are going to move to set it aside to a specific or definite date. So then you have to identify what the definite date.
So motioned, or the date has been set for 2020, December finance meeting. You concur with your second on that?
I concur with my second.
So any discussion? There is discussion. There is no discussion on table. No discussion. All those in favor of tabling, raise your hand so we get a roll call. All right, looks like it passes. Thank you very much. Motion is tabled. Whew. All right.
One more. Couple more.
Okay. Ms. Doyle, you have a couple more.
One more. Yeah.
The resolution is modifying the 2019 budget for funding associated with the review of a time and attendance system. Moved by Mr. Perkins and Ms. Curran, seconded by Mr. Lightfoot.
So this resolution comes before you in order to allow us to set aside the funds associated in capital reserve this year. We worked on two projects. The website project is well underway and came in at a bid much less than we expected when we put the 2019 budget together. The total was $100,000. We'd like to set aside the balance of the $65,000 to work on the time and attendance system early in 2020.
Discussion on the resolution. Seeing none, all those in favor of the resolution signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Right.
A couple of other items. I have a transfer of funds to report out to you for the Board of Legislators budget. $1,550 was transferred from the Board of Legislators side of the County Administrator's budget over to the Board office, and that was for an increase in copying expenses and also two other items. Legal notices rates have increased, as well as the purchase of a surveying service, which allows us to provide surveys for county employees as well as the shared services environment. So that's the transfer. I wanted to mention to you your 2020 budgets, adopted budgets, are all on your desks this evening for you to take home. If you'd like to leave the tentative budgets here, we will repurpose the spines and tabs in order to reduce our costs for 2021 when we prepare those budgets. So if you want to leave those on your desk and take your adopteds, that would be great. Thursday is the scheduled holiday gathering at Sergi's in Potsdam. We have a few folks signed up, but if you're interested in attending, it begins at 5:30, and let Kelly or I know, and we'll make sure we get you on the list. I wanted to mention, certainly would have cautioned you at the opening of the special board meeting, but we did receive in writing that the annual maintenance that we had talked about associated with grant funding and the Spillman solution will continue to be funded through the state. So that was exciting news that we received actually just today. So we're fortunate that they are working with us. It's certainly an expense that they have paid for. We're glad to see that they were agreeable to doing that again. Wanted to mention to you, when I bring the quarterly reports from the fourth quarter of 2020 in January at Finance that you are used to seeing, as a part of the travel policy we talked about earlier this year, I will also bring to you at that time the mileage and travel for the Board of Legislators. So I'll share that with you at that time. And then also wanted to mention to you, we've received a request for folks from our IT department to travel to a Dell symposium. So we are not currently in a bid open portion of the time frame associated with Dell. Dell is already someone that we do business with, and they're interested in having someone attend their symposium at their expense. So I just wanted to make sure there was no objection to us doing that. They are not trying to lure our business. They already have it. Is there any questions about that? And this will take place in January, so we'll send a representative from the county. Any questions?
All set. Okay, committee reports. Mr. Denisha, would you speak to us about Cornell Cooperative Extension, please?
We had our December board meeting last Tuesday, December 10th. Patrick Ames gave us a report on the annual financial audit. There were no findings or recommendations, which is always good. And we did pass we approved the memorandum of agreement between Cornell Cooperative Extension and the county for payment of county appropriations.
Thank you, Mr. Denisha. Ms. Curran for Fish and Wildlife Management Board.
That will be occurring Thursday, the 19th.
Mr. Forsythe.
I don't know if it's appropriate, but to give her one idea to take down to there when you go.
Certainly.
With deer season just closing yesterday, I've been in conversation with many, many hunters that feel that Region 6A, the length of the gun season is way too long, and that the deer population is way skewed. The doe to buck ratio is ridiculous. Years ago, they had a management plan to increase the deer herd. I'd like to know if that amount has been reached. And number two, have they ever considered the possibility of a referendum for hunters to decide if they'd like to shorten the rifle and muzzleloader season in 6A, and see what their appetite is for that? Thank you.
Everybody else on board with those proposals? Okay. Do you want to state, Tony, for sure? Okay.
The biggest focus they were talking about in the outline is what to do with the beaver, because they finally think there's too many beaver, maybe. You know, flooding. Clean it up, guys. So anyways, and then they're talking about restocking the spruce grouse, yes. There's not enough spruce grouse.
Okay, thank you very much. Mrs. Terminelli is not here for the Fisheries Advisory Board. Mr. Leader, Governor Affair Board.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No issues to report. The next meeting will be the second Tuesday in January 2020.
Thank you, Mr. Leader. Mr. Denisha, the Highway and Solid Waste Committee.
Last time we met was Monday, November 25th. We actually at the full board meeting this month, we acted on most of the issues that we spoke of. The Jones Road Bridges resolution modifying the winter maintenance agreement, the State Highway 812 and 68 portions, credit card, debit card machine to transfer stations, and the 2020 fee schedule.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Denise. The IDA, Mr. Reagan.
Met recently. The From the Heart Cabinetry, which is a business in Potsdam has completed its purchase of a former building that the IDA owned, and that company is expanding and adding jobs and moving forward. We had the privilege of Legislator Denicia stopping in at our meeting, and he attended both the meeting and I invited him to sit in on the executive session where several projects were discussed, some that were close to his heart, and I do appreciate him taking the time to come sit in, and that'll complete my report at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Reagan. Thank you, Mr. Denicia. Recreation and Trails Advisory Board, Mr. Arquette. St. Lawrence River Valley Redevelopment Agency, the RVRDA, Mr. Forsythe.
The December meeting was postponed. Hopefully there will be one coming up in January.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Forsythe. St. Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce, Ms. Arquette.
I unfortunately missed the last meeting, but I have since sat down with Brooke Rouse and had a conversation, and what we discussed were upcoming tourism events that they are working on. We have a new employee, Johnny Clay's her name, I believe. She was hired as a tourism event specialist. So some of the new events that they are working on are the Dog Days of Winter, which will be coming up January 25th. That'll be in Messina. And then the 2020 First Strike Ice Fishing Derby, which will be January 25th in Cranberry Lake. They are also working on some other projects that, you know, we're aware of, Bassmasters, the Augsburg Seaway Festival. Not new events, but they're helping to facilitate the events. For example, with the Bassmaster group, they're helping them now.
Yeah.
And they're also working with Senator Schumer's office. John Cardinal was working with them, and they are setting up a meeting with the American Sport Fishing Association to work together to develop a more strategic plan for building broader industry in St. Lawrence County associated with the fishing tournaments.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Arquette. Soil and Water Conservation District Board, Mr. Berg.
We reported November's Soil and Water meeting at last November's finance meeting. There is no meeting in December.
Yep.
Our next meeting is early January.
Thank you, Mr. Berg. Old and new business. Any old business? Ms. Curran.
The people that put on Bassmasters contacted me because they have a deficit. They've had to put out extra money for EMS and to make some of the squads whole and what they spent. So they're wondering if we can revisit the $30,000 or any part of it that they didn't get from the 60 that they asked for.
Who was the representative that contacted you?
I spoke with Kevin.
Wilmar?
No, the guy who owns the barbecue. But Bill Dajnot and Janet and them, they had all spoken about it. And basically, they're going to end up with a deficit going into the next year.
Did they say what the amount was?
They're going to give their records to Brooke, and she should have that.
Mr.
But
Forsythe.
They're in my district, so.
Well, their budget showed a balance of what, 15,000? I don't have it, but it was like 15,000 left over.
And after that, they got bills from different rescue squads. I said, you need to give us all the bills, receipts for everything, and we'll look at it. But I just wanted to bring it up because it's part of old business.
Okay. Any other old or new business? Mr. Denicia.
I guess this is old business, Mr. Chairman. Chairman Lightfoot and I both received letters about a month or so ago, maybe a little bit longer, from Mrs. Shaw, Phyllis Shaw. And at Sheriff Wells' retirement party, I had an opportunity to speak with Sheriff Ron Spike from Yates County. He indicated to me that they've got a large, I guess it's a Mennonite population in Yates County, and that he was very familiar with the issue that we're faced with here regarding the Amish and the interface with the pedestrian, or the, excuse me, with the horse-powered equipment in automobiles and cars. Yeah. And he indicated he'd be he'd more than happy to come and speak with us to help us out if he could, if there's anything that he might be able to offer. I bring this up now because we talked about it. We had Ms. Shaw was in here last year, gave a very passionate address to us, and we've done nothing.
So does the board have an interest in actually having Mr. Pike, is that what his name?
Spike.
Mr. Arquette? Okay. So, Mr. Denisha, would you go ahead and set that up? Okay. All right. Any other old or new business? Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Perkins.
Thank you. We just had a resolution with the chargebacks, and the one I'm looking at are the elections chargebacks. We had some questions on that in some of my towns. And looking at it, there's a formula. Well, there's direct expenses and indirect expenses. The indirect expenses, if I'm looking at it correctly, is some of it's based on property assessment. And I'm wondering, are these rules real property tax law, or how did we come about this? Is this another misapportionment between towns? I wonder if we could get some information on that.
Is that a Mr. Green question, or?
Yeah, we can get information on that.
Or Renee?
I don't know.
Do you have any answer to that?
No, I think you can get real property. Yeah, Mr. Green. We can get you some information.
Thank you.
Do that this week.
Anyone else? In January's finance meeting, which I think is the 16th, it'll be the 16th, we will have a discussion about sales tax in the open discussion.
It'll be the 20th.
Pardon me?
Should it be the 20th?
The 20th? Okay.
No, that's
a
holiday. Sorry,
13th. It's the
13th. There we go.
So, okay. So prepare yourself for open discussion. We have a need for executive session for all four items. Okay. Negotiations, litigation, personnel, and appointments. Motion to go into executive session. Ms. Curran, second by Mr. Arquette. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.